We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
to a Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. Taking you up until 2 o'clock. Streaming live on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Hey, Panthers fans, we partnered with Coke Florida to send you to a hockey game. Listen to Hawk and Crowder each day for a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Panthers home game and to qualify for the chance to win the special fan experience. That includes two game tickets with seats on the glass and a chance to take a few laps around the rink on the Zamboni. That sounds fun. What?
I was looking at this Snapple tea, which is delicious.
You better come with a good fact, bro.
51 grams of sugar.
Minus one.
Jesus.
What?
For Christ interrupting a liner.
Minus
one. I didn't interrupt it.
You did. I wasn't finished yet. It's courtesy of our friends at Coke Florida, your local Coca-Cola bottler. No purchase necessary. Contest details and rules are found at WQAM.com. You also, minus one for, why are you reading nutrition facts, dude?
Minus one.
You already bought it.
Huh?
51 grams of sugar.
Because it was delicious.
Okay.
And then I looked at the facts and I was like, that explains a lot. 51 grams of sugar could pretty much make anything delicious.
I mean, Snapple is delicious.
Yeah.
Let's get to some headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
We know trucks.
Lamar Jackson, he tweeted out, he is his own agent, his own publicist as well. And he had a thing or two to say about people who said that he sit out just to protect himself. This is what he said. He said, I don't remember me sitting out on my guys week one versus the Jets to week 12 versus the Broncos. How come all of a sudden I sit out because of money, in which I could have gotten hurt any time within that frame? Emoji. When we know the Super Bowl been on my mind since April 2018. Let's get real. I'd rather have 100% PCL than go out there and play horrible, forcing myself to put my guys in a bad situation. Now that's selfish to me.
He's right. He's right. Like, you can't always do things because of the optics. We live in a world now, people would rather look good than do good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? People would rather go out there and limp. And have everybody go, oh, look at the effort he's putting out while helping his team none.
Yeah, ask Isaiah Thomas.
Right. Ask what happened to him. So I get it. I understand it. those are kind of the things that you're going to hear regardless, though. I mean, Jay Cutler got it when he was hurt. Like, for some reason, and I just wish people would make up your damn mind, okay? Are y'all about protecting the health of the players, or you just want your guy to help you win? Because people commenting on Lamar Jackson not playing, you kind of sound a little two-faced. You sound like you when it calls for it, you won't complain about the league not doing anything for the protection of the players. But when it's your team and your star player's not playing because he says he's hurt, then you want to have a different opinion because it affects your team.
Right.
So, like, let's stop this. That guy's done enough and has enough in the bank to where if he says he can't go, you take his word for it. If you find out later that's different, yeah, but on face value, with what he says, yeah, he can't go. The only people he got to prove anything to is the players, because the players don't want to ever know or think or even insinuate that you quit on them.
I also think it's a silly argument from the standpoint of, well, like Arthur Blank came out, right? And they're like, oh, well, you know, the one concern, you know, the big concern we have with him is he's missed, you know, five games the last couple of years at the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
which I'm not saying isn't a valid concern.
It
but,
is.
But if you wanted to shore things up, like you probably would play through things if you could, because right. you know about, you know, people's narrative of your durability being a thing. So I feel like that's almost shooting yourself in the foot if you were to just sit out if you could have played.
Right. The other thing is that, like, we pick and choose how we're going to do these things, right? And I say this a lot because you do realize Tua's played more games than Lamar Jackson the last 2 years. Yet, the things we say about both of them is totally different,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, Lamar Jackson had a leg injury. He's a runner, right? Tua fell on his head bad a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that Lamar Jackson will probably have another leg injury. It's the nature of the way he plays that position. But you can't just say every time Tua gets hit, he's going to have a concussion, because that's not how they work. So if I said to you, who is more likely to play closer to who they are next season or in the next couple of seasons, you would have to say Tua, because it's not dependent on running away from people. Whereas Lamar Jackson, yeah, at some point, he's going to have to be 75% passer, 25% runner instead of 50-50. So I get the concerns with everybody, but I always look at it from the Tua perspective. We just say this about players because we can. Because why are you saying the same things? Why aren't you saying the same things about Lamar Jackson as you are Tua? Because he's won an MVP, because he's had success, but the issues of injury still are there.
Well, I'm wondering, like, you know, like it's one of those things, like, why don't people have these concerns about Josh Allen? Like, Josh Allen is running all over the place as a car crashes. His elbow nearly didn't work last year. What's going to happen when he can't run quite the same or doesn't want to run quite the same anymore?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, I mean, Ben wasn't like Josh Allen, but yeah, he would stay in there and basically get licked up in the in the pocket.
He played 18 years or however long he played, and his whole basis playing that position was, I'm going to hold it as long as I want, because even if you get here, you can't bring me down. And guess what? They would hang off of him. They couldn't get him on the ground, and he would be able to hold the ball longer than most people could.
Yeah. I mean, look, the Tua concussion thing going into this year and the durability, it is a question. But, like, no one's here sitting saying the Dolphins should lock up Tua. Like, you know, they did, I think, the prudent thing in picking up his option. But, man, like, last year, you know, you're just finding stuff every year with Tua where you got to be concerned. Because last year, what was the big concern all year? Had nothing to do with durability. Arm strength. Does he have arm strength to be the quarterback? And
but did we just pick? Look, so next year, if he never has a concussion and never has, it'll be something else.
CBS Sports tweeted this out yesterday. Tua, passer rating last year, 105.5, first. Yards per completion, 13.7, first. Yards per attempt, 8.87, first. Passing TD attempt percentage, tied for first.
Right. But and I if now
who wouldn't be thrilled to have that coming back?
If I put that on any other name, everybody's paying that guy $200 million. But I say it's Tua. Oh well, you did it. No, they give it the old Tobin Tannehill. He's fine. That's not fine. That's elite. That to lead those stats. Throwing the football puts you in elite status. You don't accidentally have those numbers without being good. You don't say, oh, we have the best receiving duo. That's why he's being so successful. That's not accurate.
Not only that, Tyreek Hill had his career year in receiving yards. And look, he played with the best in Patrick Mahomes. But Tua put up more numbers with him than Mahomes ever did. You know? Yeah, there were some games in there where Tua was hurt, but still put up a ton of numbers with Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. They put up top six offense in the league this year. Him and Jaylen Waddle as a tandem, record numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Jaylen Waddle put up monster numbers their first couple of years together. Just weird. It's a weird thing. So now we're gonna go to the concussion thing. Which yes, I get it. The concussions were what happened to him in Cincinnati, very scary. Very scary very what scary. Happened to him. And then the fact that, you know, he had the concussion against Green Bay, and we all thought that he was just stinking up the joint. I feel terrible. I said he ruined Christmas. I didn't know he was concussed.
I always try
to. How could you say that? Dude?
But I always, see, here's the problem. I always try to get this idiot to calm down before you.
I didn't know he had a concussion. That's not fair.
But
I thought he just ruined that. Christmas.
You know he loves Christmas.
I would have rather him just ruin Christmas than I knew he had a concussion. If I knew he had a concussion, I never would have said that.
You don't have to say it right away, though.
You ruined Christmas.
I gotta react. What do you mean I don't have to say it?
You ruined Christmas.
You ruined Christmas.
I didn't ruin Christmas.
You ruined his Christmas.
He loves Christmas, too. I feel terrible.
I love Christmas. But not after what you did to it.
You're the worst. You're the worst. You got to say that thing right away. Like, just you.
How was I supposed to know?
Like you don't think that you sent us Wile E. Coyote? Right? Like, you make things worse. Like, we already feel bad.
Back after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Experts. Hiring is about finding the right person, so let the team at Express Employment Professionals recruit for you. Visit expresspros.com.
Humankind's most personal device, your phone. Listen to AM 560 Sports WQAM on the free Odyssey app. Just search WQAM and make us your favorite station. Don't ever forget your phone and make sure you listen to us wherever you go. Yeah, we're portable.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
I bet you they don't play this at Roundup.
I don't know.
They
I haven't
probably
been around in a while.
Do.
They probably do. That's one thing that's actually annoying about country bars.
They stop and go to pop?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like it.
You want all country music?
Yeah, that's what I go there for. You could literally go to any other place and get music anywhere.
That is true.
You know?
Hey, I do agree with that.
When you and the wife, oh, we going to the club, we going to throw some axes and listen to some country music.
That's right.
Dude.
That's right.
Moonshiners.
We're going to go there, going to watch our Owls, see what they can do. Big watch party at Renegades coming up.
Hoot.
Hoot. Hoot.
I guess they don't care. This is like, for Miami, the University of Miami has had big crowd events. I'm talking football or even basketball or whatever, right? That you've played in arenas that are packed or whatever. But I'm going to tell you, for FAU, you go to the Final Four, you're getting the same. You're getting, you know, big boy crowds, big boy fans. It's going to be packed. You ain't got to worry about it being empty. And I'm like, good for them. You, every kid should experience it.
Definitely. Getting it to come back at campus is like a hero.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a couple free meals at the Cheesecake Factory.
No. Dude. I don't know why people think that. Why people say it on TV?
Why?
He's never going to pay for another meal.
They always make you pay?
Yes!
Really? You've never gotten a free meal?
No!
Never gotten a free meal in Michigan?
No!
Really?
No!
That's ridiculous.
I go back, dude.
I'm telling you right now, if anybody makes Ray Allen pay for a meal in this town, you should be arrested.
Okay.
That's true.
Dave, do you understand? People do not care about that.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't like it. Okay, if you make Ray Allen pay for a meal,
you know what?
That's ridiculous. I'm not saying like he gets to bring like a family of 14, but I'm saying like if the Allens sit down, whatever restaurant in town, you shouldn't be making them pay.
You know what I do get?
Say
though?
Thank you for the shot.
I can,
and then send him a shot.
I can still call the restaurant I used to eat at every Monday.
Mm?
It's called Johnny's. They have delicious food, Italian. Whew, goodness, it's unbelievable. I still can call and get a table for however many I want. They ain't give me no free meal.
Mm.
They ain't no free. No, man. People don't care about that.
I don't understand. I've seen people like offer you like trips around the world for Michigan. No one's offered you a free meal?
Wait, dude. So one time we went to eat at Johnny's, and it was me, it was Bernie, it was my buddy from ESPN, Crawford. Jay Crawford and a couple of guys that we do the show. We do the show down there, right? So we all take pictures. We all take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And AirPods? No. Where you air it to the people that have iPhones.
AirDrop.
So I'm AirDropping and I see Jay, I see Bernie or whatever, right? So Jay goes, I didn't get it. I'm like, dude, I sent it to you. Look. It said June, who was sitting at the other table, and they were all huddling around her thing saying they sent me their picture. And so she goes, look, it's Bernie. It's Leroy. I'm like, sorry. Gonna need you to send that back. No.
Well, damage is done.
Yep.
Damage is done at that point.
Wow, so two people.
Talking about.
Huh?
Two people what?
Two people offer $6 billion.
Yeah, two people offered $6
billion.
Two
people. So it's going to get sold for $6
billion. Yeah.
Wow. He bought that thing for like $300
million. I know. Does he even want to be out, though?
No, he doesn't want to be out.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bad punishment, though.
Huh?
Admittedly. I mean, it's like, what punishment is that? $6
billion. Yeah.
I know. That's what, like, why we think, it's funny how the rich punish each other. You know what? Now you have to sell your team.
Yeah.
Right.
Sarver, $4 billion. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Sitting here crying. Oh, boo. Wiping his tears with hundreds.
Like you say, would it be something if Dan Snyder, after signing the papers, walks out of the room? Dan, how you feel? Straight cash, homie. Straight cash, homie.
It's like,
I get it. I get that the rules are different, you know, because when you have that amount of money and you own the team, they're very limited on what they can do to you, you know, because everybody has to agree to it. And if you have other guys in the same boat that you're in, you're a lot less likely to get the votes that you want. So the way they did it was is they kind of put pressure on him without really saying you have to do it. And it happened. So we'll see. Are you waiting for him to spill the beans? He say he got some stuff.
No, I think when he gets to $6 billion, he's going to go.
I mean, because he bought that team in his 30s.
Yeah, he's going to say he's going to take his money, and I think we won't hear from him again. You know, have we heard from Loria? No. When's the last time you heard from Jeffrey Loria? Took his billion, got the hell out of here.
Yeah. Smart.
You see David Sampson's with Metal Arc.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised it took this long. I thought they was going to
right away.
That. Yeah, I thought it was. I know a lot of people are pissed about it. He does a good show, though.
You guys know he was on Survivor?
I did. Yes. Well, he only lasted a week.
He did.
He only lasted a week.
Did not.
Yeah, I'm surprised. No, I honestly am surprised he didn't hop on with Dan a lot. I know he was doing stuff with CBS. That's where he had the great rant. I'm tickled, Brucey.
I don't, like, they're not, that's not real problems, these guys going back and forth about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not real problems. Mm-hmm. Like, the other 31 owners going at Cleveland for giving Deshaun Watson 230.
Yeah, I saw Haslam.
I wanted it. I wanted him.
Yeah, Haslam was like, we never get a quarterback.
Right, but so let me ask you this. If you think that's the guy,
mm-hmm.
and there were three or four teams bidding on him, right? And you have to understand your situation. Like, giving $180 million guaranteed in Florida is not like giving $180 million guaranteed in Cleveland. Because in Cleveland, it's Cleveland. And it's the Browns who've been struggling.
Yeah.
So
he wasn't going to sign there.
Right.
That's how they got him.
That's how they got him. And
like,
so
that's what, like, Lamar Jackson, he needs, for whatever reason. But here's the thing. Everybody got pissed at them. So I don't know if anybody's going to pull that desperate card. But there are teams that should absolutely, right. I don't know if it should be $230 million guaranteed, but people, I don't know, $180, $200, whatever it is guaranteed, like, he needs a sucker. He needs right. somebody who's going to do that because they're so desperate.
But here's the deal. If you're going to give $180 million, right, and guarantee it, what's giving $230?
I know. I don't know.
What's given to?
Because that's not like Ursay's like, well, it's just, he said like the guaranteed contracts are, that's what's ruined other sports. I'm like, it has?
No, it hasn't. Because here's what you do if you're the NFL, all right? I would do it very similar to the way basketball does it in this, from this point of view. You do 3 or 4 year deals. You guarantee them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have some rules in place for injury and stuff like that, because it's a brutal sport.
Right.
And then you say, okay, you can only sign a 4 year deal here, but if you stay with your team, you can sign a 5 year deal. Now, the guaranteed portion of it is not going to be as much, but everybody is going to know where they are and what they can do. And you won't have somebody going crazy or jumping out, you know, like that. You'll probably have more sign-in trades because you want to do the fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
So you trade them. I do think that something needs to be done along those lines because, like you always said about contracts, they're monopoly money.
Yeah, it's,
they've already redone. They brought in all this talent in the last year or two, and they've already redone three or four of the contracts.
Yep.
But that's what you do, stay ahead of the cap. And they'll keep doing it.
Keep doing it. And then eventually, look, everyone, it'll catch up to you once you're like the Rams after right. you got two cracks
sure.
at the Super Bowl.
But what the Dolphins have done that's better than that is they got a lot of these guys they've done with their the guys are in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get to the end of the contract.
Right.
The Rams didn't do that. The Rams were like the oldest team in the league when they did it. So
yeah, probably by the time you get to the end of Tyreek's contract, you know, you're gonna probably have to figure out, do we go with him or do we go with Waddle? What do we do?
Right.
You know?
Exactly. But I just like it's crazy that they're making such a big deal about it because to me, I get $50 million is a lot of money, right? But if you're guaranteeing somebody $180 million, or you guaranteeing somebody $200 million, you're already all in. You're pot committed to this dude if you even put that amount out there. I guess Aslam was like, okay, I don't care. I'll do it. If he gets on that tarmac, he ain't coming back. So we need something to get him back. 2:30. That's what Cleveland has to do. Mm-hmm. You know who else has to do that? All these organizations out there that have sucked for years and years and years, you got to overpay to get the talent to come
to you. How the Colts right now, though, like, aren't banging down the door to go get him after what they have done is crazy to me.
Here, they don't want to do it or they can't do it, right? Because you got to have a certain amount of reserve to do it. You have to put up 60% of the money. Or some ridiculous amount of money.
Somebody's got it. Like, none of these guys. Home Depot doesn't have it.
Hold on. That's Atlanta. Yes, he does. But that's part of the reason why the Vegas Raiders struggled so much.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't put up that upfront money that they were guaranteeing.
Can I tell you, speaking of the Vegas Raiders, I was really distracted this last week during.
By what?
Caleb Plant and Dave Benavidez were fighting in Vegas. And Mark Hill.
Didn't we talk to him? Or we saw him fight.
We saw Caleb Plant fight. We did see him fight. He knocked out that dude from Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah, they were both undefeated. And we were like, how in the hell is this guy undefeated?
Yeah. So we saw him like on the rise.
Yeah, we saw him fight Rudy basically.
Yeah. He lost to Canelo, then he had a big knockout, and then he just lost to David Benavidez. But it was a good fight. I mean, he was winning the first half. But David Benavidez is a monster.
Right.
But that's not what I was distracted by. Mark Davis walks in. Like, oh, Mark Davis is here. So Mark Davis
He's got a haircut like Dumb and Dumb.
It's impossible to miss him. It's right. So distracting watching a fight.
Right.
So they have him like right there in the middle.
Uh-huh.
And then who's sitting next to him? But Gervonta Davis. And Gervonta Davis is sitting next to Mark Davis. And Mark Davis and him, they are chopping it up. They are laughing. And I was just like, what could Gervonta Davis be saying that has Mark Davis howling during this ass kicking?
It was
very distracting the entire, and I couldn't help because it's this giant ginger with his little haircut. I can't miss it. It was like, it was taking me out of the fight, which was very good at the time.
Right.
I don't think anybody else noticed this. I didn't see this get viral on Twitter, but Hank Davis sitting next to Mark Davis.
It's also real odd that Meek Mill is friends with it's out there. Like,
very weird.
Yeah.
Very strange. We'll take a break. 15 minutes of heat. Next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm telling you right now, though, dude. Look, this team, the Heat, they're coming together. It's coming together, dude. I really do feel like this is different. I don't feel like I'm being overly anything. I don't feel like I am. I think that something just feels different over these last couple.
There's O'Neal on the drive, gets it to Harris, three on the shot clock, he gets it to Dinwiddie. He gets it to Bridges, three ball at the end of the shot clock. It goes right in front of the Miami Heat bench, and Bridges puts on a pose party for those sitting on the bench. It's 122-92. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a 30-point game with 5:30.
Meep, meep. Let me tell you something right now. Heat Sixers, ain't going six. Gentlemen sweep. They own that team. Let me tell you something right now, dude. The Sixers don't want them. They don't want them.
8:05, fourth quarter.
Come on.
Bridges is something else. Mid-post float up, and he got it to go.
Makes it look easy, doesn't he?
On the left side. Yeah, I mean, it really does. And now showcasing as the number one, he can carry the load.
I'm telling you right now, though, dude. Look. This team, the Heat, they're coming together.
Trying to get to Zeller on the move. He's bobbling. Barnes has it. Going the other way. Kicks it to Atua. Three ball. Splash! From the left side of the arc. A precious moment. His first making three tries from downtown.
Meep, meep.
Had to montage all of that, huh?
Oh, Wile E. Coyote, huh?
The problem is, here's the problem. I try to slow you down. Every time. I say, hey, man, calm down. Like, you're overdoing it. too much. Oh, no.
I don't feel like saying they're coming together is too much.
But it turned when out you have bad. No evidence to support
what
you're
saying.
They were
coming together.
You thought. You thought.
Indeed.
I thought I saw a putty tat. That's the only thinking you should do.
That's Sylvester.
Okay, same difference. He thought too.
I'm not Wile E. Coyote.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
You got Acme score picking, Acme hot takes, you pull them up out of the box, and then the train runs over you.
It looked like it was working. I went over there. It went through initially.
You're the Wile E. Coyote. You're looking on the tracks, and you see that light, and you go, ha ha. Last time it was just a little roadrunner with a light. I'm going. It's a train this time.
I mean, they didn't have Jimmy yesterday. How much can I put in stock?
Wait. Are you sitting here
and
saying to me
that
if they had Jimmy, the results would have been different?
Would have helped.
No, because I would have said this.
Yeah.
If Jimmy played, Tyler wouldn't have had 33 points.
Tyler was great yesterday.
But he wouldn't have had 33 points.
Maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe not.
They only had two guys in double figures.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, there was plenty of lift that needed to be put around. It would have been nice.
All right.
First time the Raptors have been 500 this calendar year. Are you effing kidding me? What is that?
That's two average teams
playing. What is that?
That's two middle-of-the-pack teams playing each other.
And Precious Achiuwa. I mean, this guy, whenever he plays the Heat, kills us. I mean, he plays like he hates Spo's guts. He had a game where he had 22 rebounds against the Heat. Has he had 22 rebounds the rest of the season? And then yesterday, lit us up like a Christmas tree from downtown.
Wait, hit a three, dude. What?
Why are you making this about them?
I'm just saying. It's hard.
Who the other team is, and I've said this all year, who the other team is doesn't matter. It's about the Heat.
No. Spo tried that nonsense. Oh, it's about us. Oh, we know the answers to the test. Well, pop quizzes seem to get you guys.
It ain't a pop quiz. You knew the test was coming.
Somebody tell Bam to get into study hall a little bit more, if that's the case.
He needs some extra credit.
Yeah, dude. I don't know what the hell's going on. Fred Van Vliet.
Is it Kevin Love?
I can't blame.
I know it's partially.
I mean,
Love,
like,
but
it hasn't gone great since they've added Kevin Love. So can I dismiss it being Kevin Love?
Yeah.
I can't dismiss it, but I can't sit here and be like, Bam's only terrible now because of Kevin Love. I mean, that's not true. Like, you can't just say, oh, he added Kevin Love. That's going to ruin Bam. You know, come on. You're an all-star. Sitting here, you having your best scoring season, and then all of a sudden drops off a cliff. Building a brick house. No, I can't just blame Kevin Love for that. Now, has that plan worked?
I think the sacrifice
of them having better offense, which they have had,
because nobody's playing defense,
has been their defense has fallen off a cliff. Off a cliff.
I mean, think about this. When K-Love came in and built his little condo, we already had some standing structures from all the bricks that had been built during the course of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So to then come in and look at the little condo and say that's the reason why this city looks the way it does is a little bit crazy.
Look, I think the thing that it is you're just like, first of all, he talked a very big game coming here, Kevin Love. You know, probably a little too much, if I'm being honest. A little too much.
He talked too much?
A little too much.
What?
Gotta mind you.
Wait, what? How? What are you
doing? No, I'm just saying, like, he was sitting here, he was making... Why are you looking at me like that, J-Vig?
Are you serious?
I'm just saying, he talked a very big game coming here, you know? Oh, you know,
you were the one going love,
more than
love, mm-hmm. love.
Well, I mean that was from a rant where I was mocking him. He does do that outlet pass very well, In a lot of ways, Kevin Love is like a bra.
You said he felt he made us feel more secure. Now you don't think so?
Not anymore, no, dude.
He's a strapless bra.
Those are not supportive.
See?
Dude, he's strapless. Cody Zeller's been like a bra.
Oh, I love that guy.
I love him.
Yeah.
Dangerous. And Spo goes to Duncan Robinson in the fourth quarter. You know he's desperate. Hey, Dunks, see if you do something. You think he just gives double middle fingers to Spo as he walks out?
I think on the way on the court, he goes, there are no 20-point shots here.
They almost came back.
No, they didn't.
They almost came back. No, almost. Kind of.
No, they didn't.
Kind of.
No, they didn't.
If they would have gotten.
Because when they get to that point where you're thinking, oh, if they turn over three on the other side.
They almost came back.
Okay.
If they would have gotten that one of those open shots, of those four shots they took in that one possession would have gotten in. Different game.
Isn't it weird that opening day starts at 4?
No.
I remember going to 1. 1 o'clock was like start opening day.
Some are. But I like 4 o'clock. Is everybody starting at 4?
I don't know.
Usually there's an opening. I've noticed that they're not doing any. Usually they did like an opening night game, and then they do opening day. But they're doing,
like opening night on Tuesday.
But I think everybody starts tomorrow.
Okay. One, the other problem is that you got to be careful with some of these places up north that get snow, because it's still a thing.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't believe everybody's in action tomorrow. That's cool.
That should be fun.
Because remember they used to start on Tuesday.
There are a couple games.
Remember they used to start on what was it? Remember they used to have that first Sunday night baseball game.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
No, but everybody starts tomorrow. But there are 1 o'clock games. Giants, Yankees, Braves, Nats. And then 2 o'clock, Orioles, Red Sox.
2 o'clock is the worst starting time for anything.
Why?
Just is. Like you think baseball? You think baseball usually is 1 o'clock, you know, or if you get a doubleheader, you start at 12. Football. In college, they start at 12 or 11, or they start at 1 and 3, 1 and 4, right? Nobody starts anything at 2 o'clock.
I like this. Bam out of the Bayou on YouTube says, Bam has narrow, small hands for his size, which is why he fumbles all the time.
Really? I have big hands and I fumbled a lot.
Bam out of Bayou, 8.75 inches on his hands. John Collins, 10 inches. Bam has below average hands, which is why he struggles receiving passes. Hey, man.
Really?
Hey,
I have massive hands. It didn't stop.
Bam out of the Bayou. I know you're mad. We're getting at Bam's hand size now. That's what it is. His hand size. Hey, guess what? His hand was plenty big when he blocked Jason Tatum.
Yeah, big enough.
It was plenty big.
What are you doing?
No, I'm just saying. Like, no, we're getting on his hand size.
Wait,
combine,
dude. True. Here's the crazy thing about all this that just transpired. I'm usually you, and you're usually Bam out of the Bayou.
That's not true.
That's not true. You say some ridiculous things as to why this team wins or loses, and it's not accurate. I try to walk you off the cliff, but you're going to. So let him do his thing, because you do the same thing.
You can't
criticize.
You can criticize Bam. He has not been good.
No, you can't criticize somebody criticizing
his
another.
Hand size.
You do the same.
Bam, he's got little hands.
And you want to bring back Gogi.
Cause. I love Gogi.
Cause.
Love him.
Cause.
Yeah.
So why can't he talk about hand size?
That's just, come on. What are we doing? He has tiny hands. That's why he fumbles.
Nah, I would say.
By the way,
then everybody on team got tiny hands because they all kick it.
By the way,
I'll
tell you one thing that was, speaking of tiny, did you see when OG Anunoby just like held the ball up like this from Kyle Lowry? That's not nice. That's not nice. Hey, come on, get the ball. And by the way, Kyle, you throwing a lob to Cody Zeller, dude? Cody Zeller? Come on.
You think he threw it up and went, oops, intangible!
Threw it up like he was Jimmy Butler. Like, what are you doing? What was this team thinking last night? For shame.
Wait. Why are you acting like this is the first time you've seen this?
I don't know.
Like,
don't...
that's the thing. Like, if you just take the information, receive the information, and then come up with, you know, a thought, you'd realize... we've been seeing this all year.
Meep, meep.
That's it. Acme.
Get some cat talk coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.